SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris' immigration policies have made America far less safe.
When Kamala Harris throws shade at the idea that there are terrorists coming across our border, we now know beyond any reasonable doubt that thanks to their policies, thanks to Kamala Harris's policies, there are terrorists in the United States of America because of what she has done.
The GOP running mate says that Harris has embraced an extremely liberal agenda.
We don't care what people do. We don't want them to bring it to our kids, right? If you want to get a surgery and you're 30 years old, fine, get whatever surgery you want to, but we don't want you giving cross-sex hormones to nine-year-olds. That is woke, and that is apparently what Kamala Harris has endorsed in stride.
Senator Vance was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Donald Trump's campaign has been hacked, and he's blaming Iran for stealing and distributing sensitive documents. This comes just 24 hours after Microsoft, earlier in the weekend, issued a report detailing Iranian agents' attempts to interfere with the campaign. Also, at SRNNews.com, some good news for Republicans and a new poll of voters in Montana.
A new Emerson College polling, the Hill Survey, is favorable toward both Republicans and former President Trump. It shows Trump-backed GOP senatorial candidate Tim Sheehy leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 2 points. Tester's seat is one of a handful Republicans hope to flip from blue to red in November. Voters in the state also favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris by 15 points, 55% to 40%. Bob Agner reporting.
At least 18 people have been killed in that landfill collapse in Uganda. Red Cross says more than 14 have been hurt. Collapse believed triggered by heavy rain. This is SRN News. J.D. Vance taking aim at transgenderism.
Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate is not afraid to call out Democrats on the issue, unlike a number of Republican candidates who seem to be a bit shy. At a recent rally, Vance said bluntly, quote, "We think it's weird that Democrats want to put sexually explicit books in toddlers' libraries. We think it's weird that the far left wants to allow biological males to beat up women in boxing." Some evangelicals say the GOP needs to talk about transgenderism more. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
This month, marking the 10-year anniversary of ISIS takeover of Iraq, during which time thousands of Christians and other people from non-Muslim communities have been killed in the city of Mosul and surrounding areas, Iraq's Assyrian Christians suffered greatly. In Mosul, ISIS marked Christian homes and either killed those inside or drove them out. This is SRN News. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has signed an executive order requiring hospitals to collect data on the health care cost of undocumented migrants treated in the state. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The order will mean that the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, or HHCS, must, quote, assess costs of the Texas public hospital system imposed by the federal government's open border policies. Abbott said in a statement, quote, "Texans should not have to shoulder the burden of financially supporting medical care for illegal immigrants. Healthcare officials who treat undocumented migrants will be forced to collect and send information on those patients' citizenship status to the state, according to the executive order that Abbott signed Thursday. HHCS will direct healthcare providers to collect costs associated with care for undocumented migrants beginning on November 1st. The state government will require quarterly reports on the costs, with annual reports directed to the governor's office. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.